就是我们先来导读两处经节好不好，在最上面这个编辑下面的约翰一书五章十四节跟十五节，约翰一书五章
1 John 5:14 and 15. Let's read this verse together. And this is the boldness which we have toward Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the request which we have asked from Him. Amen. We just pray, read 1 John 5:14 and 5:15.
好，弟兄姊妹，我们来看这个
Brothers and sisters,
十段祷告第三篇，我们一起同来把篇题读一遍来。发表神
Message 3, the prayer that expresses God's will, the prayer that expresses God's will.
那么已过这个第一篇
In the message 1,there's a goal for the prayer that he can have a glorious church. We know our position. We're in a position of ascension. Message 1 revealed to us the goal of the prayer of the age is to gain the glorious church. In Message 2, talk about we also, the second point is that we need to know we are in ascension with Him. Message 2, talk about Apostle Paul gave us two great example, which is the content of the prayer of the age, is to pray that we'd have the revelation and we also have the experience. And the message 3, talk about the prayer that expresses God's will. In the prayer of the age, we need to have the right attitude. How do we cooperate with the Lord? Let's look at the structure of this message. Look at the major points. Point one, in the universe, there are three wills. The divine will, the satanic will, the human will. God wants man's will to be joined to Him and be one with Him so that man may express and echo His will back to Him in prayer for His good pleasure. Romans 2. Hannah's prayer was an echo, a speaking out of the heart's desire of God. It was a human cooperation with a divine move for the carrying out of God's eternal economy. Hannah is the mother of Samuel. Point 3, Elijah, a man of like feeling with us, prayer in prayer. He is a great prophet in the Old Testament. Point 4, Daniel was a man of prayer who was joined to God's desire through God's word. Only those who join themselves to God's word to pray prayers of God's economy can be of real use to God. Another great prophet, which is Daniel. Point 5. Abraham lived in intimate fellowship with God and became God's friend. Even before the incarnation, Jehovah as Christ appeared to Abraham in human form, with a human body, and commute with him on a human level. This is Abraham, who is the father of faith. We are the descendant of the faith. of his descendant. Point six, the pattern of prayer the Lord taught the disciples in Matthew 6 is the prayer that expresses God's will. This is the Lord's prayer. He taught the disciples to pray that expresses God's will. The outlines are very long, and then we are many verses. And there are a total of 302 verses was quoted in this message. Let's look at the six Roman numerals. We can see the structure of this message. The first point is the revelation. What is the prayer that expresses God's will? What? Point two to point six, and it means how. You can have some examples. Hannah, Elijah, Daniel, these all are patterns. They have prayer expresses God's will. We also have Abraham as a pattern. And point six, talk about the Lord Jesus give us the pattern of prayer. So, Roman numeral 1 talk about what is the prayer that expresses God's will. The points 2 to 6 is how do we carry this out and give us the examples. In the universe, there are three wills. We know that just like in the Garden of Eden, we have God there, simplified by the tree of life. And then we also have the tree of knowledge and good and evil, and also have man. There are three wills. The Lord, God wants the man's will to be joined to him, to be one with him, so that man may express his will and then echo his will back to him in prayer for his good pleasure. Isaiah 14:12-15. This is pertain to Satan. The day star, son of the dawn. This is the archangel. In verse 13. There are five, I will. I will ascend to heaven. I will exalt my throne. I will sit upon the mount of the assembly. I will ascend above the height of the clouds. I will make I will. Satan's desire is he will ascend, he will exalt. This is his will, it's Satan's will. Matthew 6:10, your kingdom come, your will be done. Your will, this is God's will. Your will be done, and your will and my will are in man's will. So in Matthew 6:10, it has man's will and God's will. Matthew 7:21, Matthew 26:39, and Matthew 2:13, this is all pertain to God's will. But he who does the will of my Father who is in heavens, Matthew 26:39, yet not as I will, but as you will. Philippians 2:13, for it is God who operates in you both the willing and working for his good pleasure. So here shows us there are three wills here. Satan's will, man's will, and God's will.
要把这个第一个大点下面呢有八个终点啊，这都是重要的
啊。There are eight sub points.
第一大点是这一篇信息主要的重心在这个地方啊。
This message,
但是呢原则
，the Roman number one,
好不好？我们两点
，the principles are all in
point one.
Maybe we can have because time limit, we can, two by two, we can read this sub-point, the eight sub-point. A, the tree of life represents God with his divine will. The tree of knowledge of good and evil represents Satan with his satanic will. And Adam represents man and his human will. We have lost many spiritual blessings because we have not expressed God's will according to the principle of the tree of life through our prayers. B, a genuine means of prayer is one who desire are fully blended into God's desire and whose thoughts are fully one with God's thoughts. He is a man in whom God's desires are imprinted, a man of revelation whose heart is a duplication of God's heart. C, prayers that originate from our needs to satisfy our own lust may be answered by God, but they have no spiritual value and we will become weak before his eyes and unpleasing to him. D, only the prayer that are initiated by God and echo what he has initiated has any spiritual value. We must learn to pray this kind of prayer. E, when we come to the Lord in prayer, we need to allow the Spirit to mingle our desires with his desires, lead our thoughts into his thoughts, and imprint his desires and thoughts into us. Then the prayers that we utter to God with his inward desires will be precious, weighty, and valuable to him, and will cause Satan to suffer loss. F, the real meaning of prayer and all spiritual work is that they consist of four steps. God intends to do something according to his will. Two, he reveals his will to us through the Spirit for us to know his will. Three, we return and echo his will back to him through prayer. Four, God accomplishes his work according to his will. G, God needs man to exercise his spirit with his resurrected will to pray according to God's divine will, for Christ to be manifested and enjoyed by us, for the body life to be practiced by us, and for the body of Christ to be built up through us. H, we have to pray according to God's desire and his will for the fulfillment of his economy. Then we have the assurance that we have received what we have prayed for.
好，弟兄姊妹，我们来看看这第一个大点。
Let's look at it.
什么是发表神旨意的？
What is?
那么有八个终点。
The prayer that expresses God's will. Let's look at all these eight points.
那第一个终点是说到。
Point A.The tree of life represent God with his divine will. The tree of knowledge of good and evil represents Satan with his satanic will. This is a will that against God. Satan expresses in five, I will. It's a rebellious one. And Adam represent man with his human will.We have lost many spiritual blessings because we have not expressed God's will according to the principle of the tree of life through our prayer. There are three wills here. If man's will joined to God's will, you will receive many spiritual blessings. Point B.Talk about what is a genuine man of prayer. It's one whose desire are fully blended into God's desire whose thoughts are fully one with God's thoughts. He is a man in whom God's desires are imprinted, a man of revelation, whose heart is the duplication of God's heart. The real, the genuine prayer is a prayer that we enter into our desire, blended with God's desire, and our thoughts are one with God's thoughts. In 1 Samuel 2:35, I will rise up for myself a faithful witness, who will according to what do what is according to in my heart and in my mind. First Samuel 3:21, Jehovah continued to appear in Shiloh, for Jehovah revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of Jehovah. First Samuel 12:23, moreover, as for me, far be it from me that I would sin against Jehovah by ceasing to pray for you, but I will instruct you in the good and right way. He had found a faithful priest. This faithful priest will be according to God's heart and God's mind. And he prayed. He will instruct you in the good and right way, so they will become a duplication of God's will. Point B, talk about a positive way. Point C, looking from a negative side. Prayer that originates from our needs to satisfy our own lust may be answered by God. May be answered. But they have no spiritual value. There's no spiritual value. And we will become weak before his eyes and unpleasing to him. So this is, B, talk about we need to be the one enter into his desire, his thoughts, and to pray. C, talk about if we are stay in our own will, our desire, even we are being prayer being answered, but there is no spiritual value that will not last. There's no value of eternity, and become weak. How is so? The Psalm 106:14-15. But lust exceedingly in the wilderness, and tempted God in the desert, and he gave them their request. But God had given them their request. And this is because his lust, he sent leanness in their soul. God had blessed them and give answer to their prayer, but that he has sent leanness into their soul. This is not according to his desire. There's no spiritual value. So that he became weak and leanness into their soul. Another quotation is Numbers 11, chapter 11. This whole section is the children of Israel in the wilderness. They cry to God, they want to eat meat. Verse 18. We know the history of children of Israel, which is the same history of the church today. He says that for it was well with us in Egypt. It was well with us. This is a denial of God's salvation. May our mouths be preserved to praise him, not to deny the salvation. Therefore, Jehovah will give you meat to eat. You eat one day, not 2 days, nor 5 days, or 10 days, or 20 days, but the whole month until it come out from your nostrils and become loathsome to you because you have rejected Jehovah who is among you. The reason the children of Israel will have such a desire because you have some other people mixed among them. Their ancestors is unknown. They don't even know where they were born from. So in other words, these are the people that they're not fully saved. They're not clearly saved. In 1 Corinthians 5:6, talk about like the leaven caused the whole lump to. When we read into the verses, you will see more. In verse 31, a wind went from north from Jehovah and brought quails from the sea and let them fall beside the camp, about a day's journey on the the 2 cubit, which is about 2 feet, 3 feet, 2 cubit. If he is on the ground, it's hard to catch him. But he's standing right there around your loin, just about 3 feet. You don't even need to. It's very easily to catch quail. You don't need to bend to get the quail. And the people, verse 32, rose up all day, the day, and all the night, and all the next day. They gather the quail. He who gathered least, 10 homers. Homers is 60 gallons. It's 600 gallons here, the 10 homers. I don't know your bathtub. If you have your bathtub, it can be maybe 100 gallon. It can fill 6 bathtub full of quails. The meat is still between their teeth before it was chewed. The anger of Jehovah was kindled against the people. And Jehovah struck the people with a very severe plague. The Kibroth Hatava. There's a footnote. If we are here just for our own desire, maybe even go over what we should ask, even though the Lord may answer our prayer, but they are being punished by the Lord. So we have a positive example and then a negative example. So prayers that originate from by God and echo, we need to learn to pray. Point D, Ephesians 6:18. Prayer in spirit, every time in spirit. We need to pray in spirit. Ezekiel 36:37. Jehovah, moreover, for I will be inquired by the house of Israel to do it for them. I will increase them with men like a flock. God initiated, and we echo. There's an inquiry. Inquiry meaning the echoing by man. And then this kind of prayer has this spiritual value. Isaiah 62:6-7, Jerusalem, I have appointed watchmen. Watchmen are the meaning of prayer. All day and all night, they were never kept silent. They who remind Jehovah, do not be dumb, and do not give him quiet until he establishes, until he makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth. 1 John 5:14 talk about we ask anything according to his will. Point E, when we come to the Lord in prayer, we need to allow the Spirit to mingle our desire with his desire, lead our thoughts into his thought, and imprint his desire and thoughts into us. Then the prayers that we offer to God with inward desire will be precious, weighty, and favorable to him, and will cause Satan to suffer loss. Philippians 4:6, in nothing be anxious, but in everything by prayer, petition with thanksgiving, let your requests be known. We need to make our requests known to God. What kind of... Mark 9:29. He said to them, this kind of cannot come out by any means except prayer. They want to chase out demons. They couldn't do it. So the chasing out demon is causing Satan to suffer loss. Point A, talk about the three wills. The man will echo God's will, and then God can fulfill his will. If man's desire and will is blended with God's will, then we will have the blessing. Point B, talk about our main desire and thoughts are blended with God's desire and thoughts. And point C, if man's desire is not reflective of God's desire, then man will become weak. Point D, talk about prayer initiated by God and then man to echo, and this is a valuable will have spiritual value, and this is the prayer that we need to learn. Point E is sort of a summary of A to D. This kind of prayer has weight, has value to the Lord, but will cause Satan to suffer loss. The result is cause suffer loss. When man's desire joined to God's desire, and then God's will is accomplished, and then God is, this is precious to God, and then Satan will cause Satan to suffer loss, and Satan will be judged and suffer loss. Point F, the real meaning of prayer is what are the steps to have this kind of prayer. There are four steps. First, God intends to do something. So God intends to do something according to his will. Earlier he said, I will increase them with a man like a flock. Step two is that God reveals his will to us through the Spirit for us to know his will. This is Ephesians 6:17. Through prayer that we can receive his word. When we receive his word, we also receive his will. Where is God's will? God's will is in his word. We will see more later with Daniel. We return and echo his will, which is step three. This is Ephesians 6:18. Talk about. So in verse 17, talk about we receive his word. So we receive his will. But in verse 18, we pray unceasingly. We pray every time in spirit. So we return and echo his will back to him through prayer. Step four, God accomplished his work according to his will. Ezekiel 36:37, he said that I will be inquired by the house of Israel, then I will increase them with a man like a flock. God initiate, and then he reveal his will. We echo, we return an echo, and he accomplishes. These are the steps to have such a prayer. Point G is a result. God needs man to exercise his spirit with his resurrected will to pray according to God's divine will, for Christ to be manifested and enjoyed by us, for the body life to be practiced by us, and for the body of Christ to be built up through us. What is the accomplishment? There are four things. For Christ to be manifested, he's manifested. Two, that he's enjoyed by us. That we can practice the body life, and then the fourth, the body can be built up. Christ is manifested. Christ is enjoyed by us. The body life is practiced by us. Then fourth, Christ, body of Christ being built up. The God in for us to exercise our spirit and the resurrection will, resurrected will. This is not a natural will. This is passing through, denying ourselves, terminate on the cross, enter into resurrection, was subjected by the resurrection power. Subduing power, subdued by this will, heading up under him. Our prayer not only need to exercise our spirit, we also need to exercise with our resurrected will. Our will is need to be utilized to have a resurrected will. Point H. We have to pray according to God's desire and His will for the fulfillment of His economy. Then we have assurance that we have received what we have prayed for. When we have such a prayer, we need to have the assurance. If you have doubt, then it may not be accomplished. Mark 11:22-26. So Jesus answered them, "Have faith in God. But I say to you, whoever say to this mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but he believes that what he says happens, he will have it." Verse 24, "For this reason I say to you, all things that you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, you will have them." Verse 25, "When you said, stand praying, forgive, if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father who is in the heavens may also forgive you your offenses." We need to have the peace before God and man, so we can have a proper standing. We are not just speaking physical mountain. We know in our experience, we have a lot of mountain in ourselves. This is, you talk about the self. The self in us is a great mountain that need to be melted. What is the prayer that expresses God's will? In the universe, there are three wills. God's desire is for man's will to be joined to Him and to be one with Him so that He may express and echo His prayer back to Him in prayers for His good pleasure. Today, we need to be the one that join to God's will so we can receive the spiritual blessing. If we join to Him, we can have a genuine prayer. If we pray not according to God's will, and our prayer will not be genuine, and there's no spiritual value, even the prayer was answered, but still we will become weak. Our prayer need to have the eternal and spiritual value. The result, the effect of the prayer is that this will become precious and weighty to the Lord and valuable to the Lord and will cause Satan to suffer loss. In point F, talk about the four steps. God initiate, and we respond to Him, and return and echo His will back to Him, and then He would accomplish. And we exercise our spirit with our resurrected will, that Christ will be manifested, enjoyed by us, and the body life will be practiced, and the body of Christ will be built up. And when we pray such a prayer, then we will have the assurance that we have received what we have prayed for. How about we pray, speak about this two by two? Since we have five more points to cover, Brother Ni has so spoken regarding God's will can only reach whatever we actually pray. Whatever we pray, and His will be accomplished to that point. So without prayer, Without our cooperation, His will will not be accomplished. Every revival always initiated, started through prayer. May the Lord revive us so we can have prayer, so that prayer can express His will. We cannot ask the Lord to do what He undesired. We cannot force Him, compel Him. But we may become the barrier. We may interrupt or not allow the Lord's will to be accomplished. The principle is all revealed in Roman numeral 1. It's very important. Our main will need to cooperate with God's will so that we can express His will. A prayer need to have a spiritual value. If we pray only for our own personal need, if the Lord is not would not view this as valuable, because if Satan did not cause suffer any loss, if we ask for a big house, then if we have the house, but the Lord did not become more valuable to us, or Satan did not suffer any loss, then it's not a real prayer. So if we have a proper prayer, the Christ will be manifested. Christ will be enjoyed by us. And also the body life can be practiced, and the body of Christ can be built up. Then not only we have Jerusalem, but we also have Zion. To have such a prayer, we have to have the assurance. We have to have the faith. Point two, Roman 2. We already talked about Hannah. We just point out a few verses. Hannah, because she's barren, suffered a lot, and he beat her in soul and prayed to Jehovah and wept much. Verse 12, she continued praying a long time before Jehovah. Eli watched her mouth. Eli thought she was drunk. So Hannah answered him, "No, my Lord, I am a woman oppressed in spirit." She was bitter in soul. Sometimes we are in our environment. We are bitter in our soul, but continue praying, even with the outward difficult environment. Eventually, this become our burden, and we are oppressed in spirit. In verse 18, she went away, and she ate, and her countenance was sad no more, because she has faith that God had answered her prayer. And they rise up early in the morning, worship before Jehovah. The two points. Point A, God could motivate Hannah as a person who was one with Him on the line of life. The line of life is in the line that bring forth Christ for the enjoyment of God's people, that on earth God may have His kingdom, which is the church as the body of Christ, the very organism of triune God. Point two, B, as long as God can gain a person who is one with Him on the line of life, He has a weight on earth. Hannah's prayer indicates that God's move with His answer to Hannah's prayer was to produce a Nazarite who was absolute for the fulfilling of God's desire.
Uh, 让这个环境临到哈拿。
Why did Hannah have such an environment? It's not because Hannah needed a son, but God needed a man, a person. Why is Hannah so unfortunate and this came upon him? The others can have a child, they can have a child. But why is she so unfortunate? The reason is that she is one with him on the line of life. When we have difficulty in our life, maybe may the Lord have mercy on us. May Samuel can be born through Hannah, can bring out Christ, bring forth Christ. We need to be in the line of life so that he can gain his kingdom and his body. This is applied to all our environment. We need to turn to Spirit and echo to God of His desire. She was praying for his, to have her own son, but eventually this accomplished God's desire to bring out Christ. Point B, as long as God can gain a person, just a person, who is one with him on the life of line. Hannah's prayer indicates God's move with him. His answer to Hannah's prayer was to produce a Nazarite. There need to be a Nazarite. God just wanted to gain a person. He needed to gain an absolute person. May we all become a Nazarite. We're willing to be a Nazarite and was absolute. First Peniel 1:22, when a child is weaned, I will bring him up so that he may appear before Jehovah and stay there forever. Maybe it's 2 or 3 years.
And
2 or 3 years old. And when he's weaned, it's probably, and he's, the mother is absolute.
In
verse 24, as soon as she weaned him, she brought him up with her. In verse 27, 28, it was for this child that I pray. Jehovah has granted me my request that I requested from him. Therefore, I, for my part, have lent him to Jehovah. Lend him to Jehovah. It's a gift to Jehovah, to consecrate him to Jehovah. There's a footnote. It's a very good footnote for prophesying. At that time, Eli is old, and his two sons are very evil. In the matter of priesthood, it's very, very poor. There need to be someone to lend themselves to the Lord. May we all give ourselves to the Lord. In Romans 12, Paul says that compassion, God's compassion, that I beseech you to consecrate yourself. Through the example of Hannah, she is the one that echoed to God and returned to Spirit. So God's desire can be accomplished. In this example, it's a little passive because she was requesting a son, and then God accomplished his desire. The next example was Elijah. Elijah is a man. He's prayed in prayers. Point A and B. A prayer from the Lord was given to Elijah in which he prayed. He prayed in the prayer given to him by the Lord for the accomplishing of his will. B. He did not pray in his feeling, thought, intention, or mood, or in any kind of motivation arising from circumstances or situations to fulfill his own purpose. Elijah is another example. A prayer from the Lord was given to Elijah. This was given to him from God. Point B, he denied himself. He did not pray for his, according to his need. The example here is Lord is giving us his desire. Once we receive his desire, a prayer given to him, us, then we did not deny. We deny ourselves. So we'll put aside our thoughts and intention. So allow God's intention to be fulfilled. Daniel, another example is Daniel, which is more active. Daniel was a man of prayer who joined to God's desire through God's word. Ephesians 6, 17 and 18, we talk about through. The word of God. Spirit, Ephesians 6:18, by means of all prayers, praying at every time, and watching. And then praying concerning all the saints. Daniel 9:2, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by means of the scriptures the number of the years, which came as the word of Jehovah to Jeremiah, the prophet, for the completion of the desolation of Jerusalem, that is 70 years. So I set my face toward the Lord God to seek him in prayer and supplication with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. How Daniel find out about the 70 years? Is through the word, to study the word. So he is the one pursuing God's will. We need to be the one that pursuing him in the word. So he fast. He sackcloth and ashes. I set my face toward the Lord to seek him in prayer. Sometimes we can be like Hannah and Elijah. We are receiving in a passive way. But here, we also need like Daniel to seek his desire. Brothers, point A. The highest expression of a man who cooperates with God is in prayer. Such a man is a man of precious to God, even preciousness itself. B, Daniel depended on prayer to do what man could not do, and he depended on prayer to understand what man could not understand. Point A says the highest expression of man who cooperate with God is in prayer. Such a man is a man of preciousness to God, and even preciousness itself. So he's not only precious to God, but he's also become the preciousness itself. Daniel 10:11, Daniel, man of preciousness. Daniel 10:19, the man of precious. Daniel 9:23, I have come to tell you, for you are precious itself. Yeah, man of precious to God. You are preciousness itself, in verse 23. He's not only a man of precious, but he's become the preciousness. Daniel, also through prayer, man could not do, and understand, man could not understand. And he was able to interpret the king's dream. And the king's dream, and even the king himself already forgotten. And he also demand Daniel to interpret. Verse 2:18, that they might request compassion from before God that the heavens concerning this mystery, so that Daniel and his companions would not be destroyed with the rest of the men of Babylon. Verse 19, then the mystery was revealed to Daniel in the night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of the heavens. So the next day, Daniel not only find the answer, but also tell him the question. You know, try to tell him what the dream was. So through prayer, understand, man could not understand, and then do, man could not do. Next point, point five, regarding Abraham. Daniel was the one, through God's word, that entered into his desire. Now, Abraham was the one having intimate fellowship with God to become God's friend. We can know God through his word. We can also have through intimate fellowship with God to know his desire. Hebron. Abram moved his tent to Hebron, and there he built an altar. Genesis 18:1, Hebron means friend. The God of glory appeared to him at Hebron. Let's read point A. Brothers, the glorious intercession that Abraham made before God was a human intimate conversation between two friends, an intimate talk according to the unveiling of God's heart desire. As Abraham was enjoying sweet fellowship with God, he received a revelation from him regarding the birth of Isaac and the destruction of Sodom. Point one, this shows that God's intention is to work Christ into us, to bring Christ forth through us, and to destroy the Sodom in our home life, our work life, and our Christian and church life. Point two, in our intimate fellowship with God, we receive the revelation that all the impossibilities become possibilities with Christ. Point C, God revealed to Abraham his intention to destroy Sodom because he was seeking an intercessor. Point D, Genesis 18 presents a clear revelation of basic principle of intercession. Sister 1, the proper intercession is not initiated by man, but by God's revelation, that it expresses God's desire and carries out God's will. Brothers 2, apparently Abraham was interceding for Sodom. Actually, he was interceding for Lot by implication, showing that we should intercede for God's people who have drifted into the world. Point 3, intercession is an intimate conversation with God according to the inward intention of his heart. For this, we must learn to linger in the presence of God. Point 4, intercession is according to God's righteous way. In Abraham's intercession for Lot, he did not beg God according to his love and grace. He challenged God according to his righteous way. Abraham's intercession did not terminate with his speaking, but with God's, showing that genuine intercession is God speaking in our speaking. This is a long point. We can see the thoughts. He is in Hebron, which a lot of traffic, in a friendly position with the Lord. I think we all are familiar with this story. Point A, talk about he is in an intimate it's in a friendly position, which is an equal position. It's not a begging. God desired to have a friend. Matthew 6:6 talk about you need to enter into the private room, and close your door, shut your door, to have an intimate fellowship with him. In this intimate fellowship, then B talk about he received revelation. Received such a revelation regard the destruction of Sodom. And point, the 2 points talk about in our conversation with the Lord, that we would allow him to work Christ into us, to bring Christ forth, and also to destroy Sodom in our home life, our work life, our church life, or Christian life. We have so many Sodom. Many things need to be destroyed. First Corinthians 5:7 and 5:8. Purge out the old leaven. You may be a new lump. Even you are unleavened. Verse 8. To keep this feast. Let us keep this feast, not with the old leaven, neither the leaven of the malice. The old leaven need to be purged. In our intimate fellowship with God, we receive a revelation. All the impossibilities become possibilities with Christ. Sarah's over 100, almost 99, 100 years old. It's impossible. It's impossible with man, it's possible with God. He needs to destroy Sodom, and all the impossibility become possible. In point C, God is seeking an intercessor. He's not just there to eat with him, but he's seeking an intercessor. God has a desire. Genesis 18:18, should I hide from Abraham what I'm about to do? This is to view him as a friend. Verse 22, and the man turned from there and went toward Sodom. While Abraham remained standing before Jehovah. He was there standing, and he did not say goodbye. It's because he wants to have an intercession for Lot. He knows God's heart. So in Genesis, so point D, talk about the basic principle of intercession. First, the proper intercession is not initiated by man, but by God's revelation. It expresses God's desire and carry out God's will. It's not of man, but it's of God. And point two, talk about the interceding. It's not just for Sodom. He's asking for 50 righteous ones. Will you still destroy the city? But here, Abraham is concerned in the city for man, for Lot. He never mentioned Lot by name. In Genesis 19:29, when God destroyed the cities of the plain, God remembered Abraham and sent Lot out from the middle of the overthrow. And when he overthrew the cities among which Lot dwelt, he did not try to save Sodom, but he wanted to save Lot. This indicates the Lord is not caring about some outward thing, but he's caring for the man, for the person that he wants to rescue. Point three, intercession is an intimate conversation with God according to the inward intention of his heart. For this, we must learn to linger in the presence of God. We need to linger before him. We need to spend time before him. We need to linger. So every day, we need to accumulate the time. Linger a little here. We need to join to his desire. We need to have such a prayer. We need to spend time. Spend time before him. Point four, talk about the intercession is according to God's righteous way, not according to the love and grace. Genesis 18:23, Abraham came near and said, will you indeed destroy the righteous with the wicked? There are many wicked ones. Are you going to destroy the righteous? This is challenge to God about his righteousness. Then he start negotiate, starting from 50 down to 10. Actually, there's not even 10, but it's God's mercy. Point five, Abraham's intercession did not terminate with his speaking, but with God's. The intercession is God speaking. God need to speak. Abraham, through the intimate fellowship, knowing God's desire, and he intercedes for God. Now we come to point six. It's Lord's Prayer. The pattern from the Lord. There are quite a few points here. Maybe point A and B you can read. The principle of prayer is to pray in secret, to be seen by our Father who sees in secret. We need to pray to the Lord worship the Lord, contact the Lord, and fellowship with the Lord in a secret way. The thing that frustrates us the most from the growing in life is self, and the self enjoyed doing things in public display for the glory of man. Two, if we live by the Father's hidden life, we may pray much, but others will not know how much we have prayed. B, Matthew 6:9-13 is the Lord's instruction to us to pray in this way to our Father who is in the heavens. This pattern of prayer can be divided into those sections. That's when we pray, when we read, let's read in harmony. Point one, the three basic principal prayers concerning God are related to divine Trinity. Your name be sanctified. It's related mainly to the Father. Your kingdom come to the Son. And then your will be done to the Spirit. The three requests concerning our need of protective prayer. Give us daily our daily bread and forgive our debt as we have forgiven our debtor, and do not bring us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil ones. Point three, the prayer to the Father conclude with three reverent praises as extolling prayer. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. The kingdom is of the Son, which is the realm in which God exercises power. And the power is of the Spirit, which carries out God's intention, so that Father may have his corporate expression in glory. Thus, a pattern of Lord's Prayer begins with the divine Trinity and ends with the divine Trinity. Point A, talk about principle of prayer, is pray in secret to be seen by the Father who sees in secret. It's not being seen in public. We need to pray, to contact, worship, to fellowship with Him in a secret way. In a secret way also imply to deny ourselves. Our self would like to Matthew 6:5. So when you pray, you shall not be like hypocrites, because they love to pray standing in the synagogue, which is a public place, and on the street corners, so that they may be seen by man. This is to expose themselves. Truly I say to you, they have their reward in full, because they already received the reward. But 6:6 says, but you, positively, when you pray, enter into your private room, shut your door, and pray to your Father who is in secret. And so we need to deny ourselves, because ourselves frustrates us the most from growing in life. Our growing life is frustrated by self. The self. The body life, the main frustration is the self. In our old creation, this is a degraded situation. We all are like this. would like to be honored naturally. John 5:44, how can you believe what you receive glory from one another and do not seek the glory is from the only God? There's a lot of flattering, mutual flattering. John 12:43, for they love the glory of man more than the glory of God. We need to pay attention to this. This is our natural being, degraded man. And point two is Isaiah 45:15. Surely you are a God who hides himself, of God of Israel, the Savior. If we live by the Father's hidden life, we may pray much, but others will not know how much we have prayed. We are hidden in Christ. Only when the Lord's returned, we will be manifested with Him, just like Him. Today, we are hidden. It's not for us to make a public display. We need to humble ourselves, deny ourselves. We not meant like the self-hidden God. We pray in private. The main point is to deny ourselves, is not to make a public display for ourselves in the matter of prayer. Point B, talk about the prayer in three sections. The three basic prayers concerning the God, the Father, and then concerning the Son, and concerning the Spirit. And then the second section, there are three matters regarding the protection. Giving us today our daily bread, we will trust our Father who will give us food and forgive us our debt as we also have forgiven our debtors. Any discord between men. Then three, do not bring us into temptation to deliver us from the evil one. We don't have time. If you go to the ABCD, see the 3 points, we'll expand this more. His kingdom come, His will be done,
and then
we also need protection. We need peace with God and man. He will give us, supply us bread to be forgiven, and then and not bring us into temptations. Then in the point three, talk about the kingdom, for your kingdom, and then the power, which is the Spirit, and the glory is the Father. This is a reverent prayer. This prayer is starting for the Father and ended with the Father. Point C, talk about such a critical prayer increases our seeking of kingdom of the heavens. As the Father's heart desire and afford us our need of a divine supply, which is regarding the protective, and fulfill all the supreme and strict requirement of kingdoms of heaven for God's good pleasure. This is the reverent praises as extolling prayers. Let's review the Roman numeral 2-6. This is really rich. We need to spend time to digest this. There are 302 verses. Every verse worth us to get into. Point two, talk about Hannah. Hannah, because the outward environment, she has have convert from the soul, bitter in soul, and then oppressed in the spirit. Through her prayer, the priesthood was able to continue. So the Bible also records that she even bare more children after Samuel. Even Mary, the mother of Lord Jesus, she also bare many children. So in Hannah's case, through the outward environment, and she learned God's desire and echoed God's desire. Elijah is another example. A revelation was given to him, and he prayed according to God's desire. So Daniel, however, in this case, is positively, he joined to God's desire through God's word, and he became the preciousness. Itself. And he can do what man could not do and understand what man could not understand. And in the case of Abraham, he has an intimate fellowship with God. In this intimate fellowship, he received that revelation regarding the Lord is seeking an intercessor. So he interceding for Lot. And there are principles for intercession. It's not for the things, but actually for the man, for the person. In the intercession, we need to spend time before the Lord. And this intercession also is according to his righteous way. Points Romans 6 talk about the Lord's Prayer. We need to pray in secret. There are three sections of the prayer. God's name is sanctified. His will be done. His kingdom come. And also our daily bread, and our debt, and forgiving others, and then save us from the temptation from the evil one. Those are the protective prayer. And then eventually there is a concluding with the reverent praises for the extolling prayers. Yours the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. We can have this kind of prayer. Then we can increase our seeking of the kingdom of the heaven as the Father's heart desire and afford us our need of the divine supply of grace to fulfill all the supreme and strict requirement of the kingdom. We can learn to speak two by two.
Brother and sister, time is very tight, and we went over a little bit. We just we all realize the PSRPs is prepare for us to prophesy. There are examples. We can we want to see the patterns here, also find out what are the principles. What are the principles? They've been blessed by God. So that we can all the many of the footnotes and verses can help us to know what are the prayer expresses God's will. For those saints that we are in the PSRP or we're listening on the MP3, that we can prophesy to build up the church. Amen.